Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will and trying to make sense of it all.
2 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America,
3 days
later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Maybe not Stephen and Kevin. Maybe it's primarily Kevin, because Stephen's on a plane to Jordan. Sometimes that happens. But we are thrilled tonight to welcome a guest host into the Baldwin McCullough studios here in Metro New York. Kaylee McEnany, who you may not know, this audience may not know, but my weeknight audience will know her because she's a part of what we call the Ladies Lounge every Friday night. And Kaylee, you're in town, so I said, come on over and party with us on Saturday. And you're like, sure, I'm up for a good time.
Hey, no better time on Saturday night than spending it here, right?
Well, we do try to have a little bit of fun. Now, for people that don't know anything about you, you're a Harvard Law student.
That's right. One more year.
Yeah, that's right, because you said last week you're two-thirds of a lawyer.
Two-thirds.
How does that feel?
It feels accomplished.
Better than zero-thirds a lawyer, I'm guessing.
Better than zero-thirds, but I'm mostly just happy it's summer.
What do you want to be doing when you're done with your law degree?
Time will tell. I'm thinking of maybe hitting the campaign trail. I'm coming out in 2016. There will be a lot of excitement going on. So depending on who the nominee is or prospective nominee, I think I want to get involved.
In politics instead of practicing law.
Yeah. You know, law's fun, but I've yet to meet a happy corporate lawyer. So I don't know if I'm ready to ascribe myself to that fate.
Was the goal of getting into law always to be political in nature?
Yeah, to be political in nature and to work in media. You remember me pre-law school working in media for Governor Mike Huckabee.
I do. Do we have a copy of it? I guess there's some over here. But my No He Can't bestseller actually debuted on Governor Huckabee's Fox News show on Saturday night one night. And I'm getting ready, and the governor's, you know, he's been so gracious to have me on, and we're good friends. He wrote the foreword for the book, and we're so excited to get it done. Breitbart's final book came out that same week, and the governor kind of pushed me to the front of the pack. I was the bestseller for, I don't know, 9 days or something like that off the shoot. And I remember this intern running around Governor Huckabee's green room, and she was hustling to get this and take this here and take people here and there and everywhere else, and that was Kaylee McEnany.
That was me.
Are you a contributor at Fox or just a regular commentator?
Not a contributor, but I go on about two or three times a week.
Yeah, it's because you're regular with Cavuto.
With Cavuto Business.
On the business and sometimes on the news channel.
Yes, that's right. And Fox and Friends the last 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of fun. Well, she's got a lot going for her, and she's got a smart brain, so we're going to have a lot of fun having Kaylee with us tonight. And we're going to talk about some really cool topics, but you just before we all got to the studio, you sent me a text. And for those of you that are watching on the Biz TV network, I want to put a picture up on the screen because this is LaCoury Tate and his parents, I'm assuming. Kaylee, tell me why you sent me that picture and what we need to know about this tonight.
Yeah, this is really important. This happened actually last Saturday night. Officer LaCoury Tate and Officer Dean. LaCoury Tate was 25 years old. Officer Dean, 34 years old. They were just engaging in a routine traffic stop. Both were shot. Single shot killed both of them.
Right.
Today, the funerals happened in Mississippi. My parents happened to be there, and there was so much traffic, and they didn't know what was going on. They knew of these officers' deaths, but they didn't realize that the funeral procession was going to go right by where they were standing.
Hmm.
So they look, and people are getting out of their cars, pouring down rain, civilians, officers lining the streets, hailing this family, and the family was sticking their arms out the window, waving to everyone as a sign of gratitude that everyone lined the streets, going all the way to Starkville, Mississippi to honor.
How far of a procession would that be?
I'm not entirely sure how far it is. They just stumbled upon it. They were coming from, I believe, Hattiesburg, if I'm saying
Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg,
yeah.
To Starkville to bury him today.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that that came right on the heels of New York burying Brian Moore, which wasn't that far after a couple of folks that we buried, officers Ramos and Wu, earlier in the spring. And it's just been a rough year for police officers. And this is a particular passion for you.
It is. In fact, I follow a number of organizations that report on officer deaths, and I'm really sad to report another one just happened last night. I'm trying to pull up his name. Deputy Sonny Smith killed last night as well. So it happens virtually every week, if not multiple times in a week. And they don't get half the respect they deserve. The men in blue are demonized all too frequently by people, and it's very sad to see. And I try to give them as much respect as I can and make it known how many officers do fall in the line of duty.
Yeah. Well, the people that have argued about the police violence, and this really, you know, it kind of got stirred up with Michael Brown and Ferguson, and then the Eric Garner case, and then North Carolina, you had the shooting there of the guy running away from the police officer, and then Baltimore nearly burned itself to the ground over something that still has quite a bit of controversy surrounding the circumstances. In the process of all of this, I keep asking the question, whether it was a legitimate use of police force or one that might not have been. Maybe Eric Garner, most likely in my view, wasn't a legitimate use of deadly force. Certainly the guy that shot the guy running away from him in North Carolina was on sketchy grounds there. The Baltimore case, the Ferguson case, I feel like are a little bit different. But one thing that I always ask the folks that are like, you know, cops are pigs, you know, they're running around saying that. What kind of world do you want to live in? So if you mix minus all the guys that are, and that's what we're doing, by the way, slowly. Every time we have these massive rallies against the police and we insult them and we call them names and we do the things to hurt them, we're actually saying don't go into this line of work to the next generation of really valiant public servants that might do that. We're discouraging them from being able to take a risk and do the things that would protect their country, because who wants to be a part of that welcome wagon? There's just nothing for them.
Who wants to be a part of that profession now when you have, you know, if you legitimately use force, you might have the prosecutor coming after you, charging you with murder, the police commissioner throwing you under the bus.
Yeah.
You know, there are absolutely situations that are horrific, like the officer who shot the man in the back. That's a situation that was despicable. That officer should be charged with murder. But by and large, police are good men. They don't receive the respect they deserve. And I get very frustrated when I hear on a college campus fellow students calling these men state-sanctioned terrorists. This is an Ivy League institution. These are smart kids.
Harvard Law School, they say that?
Not professors, but okay. I've heard fellow students use that terminology.
What do you do when you hear those words come out of their mouth? Do you ever yap back at them?
This was in the format of an anonymous blog that a student put up.
Courageous individual behind an anonymous computer screen.
Right. I get very frustrated. It takes everything inside of me not to stand up and fight back. But I just kind of, you know, present the other side and try to do so intelligently and in a very calm and dispassionate manner.
What's the campus of Harvard Law School like these days? If people were to walk on, what would they see in a given day in terms of the debate of public policy and free speech and everything else? Because we hear a lot about what the university campus is like. What's Harvard Law School like right now?
Harvard Law School is very different than any school I've been to. I've been to Georgetown, been to Oxford, been to University of Miami, so four campuses, so a pretty broad swath. But I will say Harvard Law School has more Republicans than any campus I've been on. Hmm. I was shocked. I planned on coming and keeping my mouth shut, not giving my point of view, because no one would be there to support me. Join me in that endeavor. But we have the Federalist Society. That's essentially the Republican Society for law students, essentially.
Yeah.
Robust, growing, so many students in it. There's a very strong contingency of Republicans, of conservatives, more libertarian. But what I will say is they're a lot quieter. They're strong in number, but quieter than some of our Democrat counterparts on campus.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but I'm glad that they're there, and I'm glad that you guys are fighting the good fight. And we were glad to honor LaCorey Tate and all of the police officers that served tonight, so thanks for asking to do that. Some breaking news tonight. There was a big victory, evidently, on the battlefield with ISIS. In fact, I think we've got time for this. Nick, let's go ahead and roll this. This is from CNN earlier today describing what happened.
Yeah. U.S. official telling CNN a firefight broke out almost immediately as U.S. troops moved in for this raid with ISIS fighters using women and children as human shields. U.S. Special Forces able to kill those ISIS fighters without harming, we are told, women or children or any other casualties there on the ground outside of ISIS fighters. The main target, Abu Sayyaf, he is described as a Tunisian citizen who had served as ISIS's chief financial officer, their top money man, running the group's stolen oil and gas fields and selling them on the black market. More recently, though, he had taken on a bigger role and may have had deep knowledge of the group's hostage operations, possibly even directly communicating with ISIS's top leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Special Ops Forces also managing to capture Sayyaf's wife, along with reams and reams of data, laptops, cell phones with information they hope to glean on how ISIS operates and how ISIS makes its money.
That sounds like a pretty big grab, your initial reaction to it.
It does. It sounds like a big grab. And Ash Carter, the defense secretary, came out and said this was a significant blow. And while it is an encouraging sign to see this big grab, I'm not sure it's a significant blow. He can very easily be replaced.
We'll figure it out. She's Kaylee McEnany. I'm Calvin McCullough, live from New York. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So glad you're with us live from New York, live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. And if you're watching on Biz Television, thank you for being there as well. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen is on a plane en route, I kid you not, to go see King Abdullah of Jordan. We've touched on this in the past, but the King of Jordan has actually engaged Stephen on some of the need to help with the needs of the refugees, the Christian refugees in particular, from Syria and from Iraq that ISIS has chased out of those ancient lands. Jordan and Poland, obviously, oddly enough, are the two main places where those refugees are going. And so he is en route to huddle with King Abdullah, talk more about what is needed there, and we'll be telling you more about that in the days to come. But a pretty cool assignment, and we give him permission to be away today. But in his place is someone. Look, we got rid of one thorn, we'll take a rose any day. And that's what Kaylee McEnany is by every respect. She's graceful, and she's smart, and she's here with us tonight to have a little bit of fun with you. And we're glad to have the chat with her. By the way, on Twitter, okay, there you go, at Kaylee McEnany, and you can be in touch with her there. And she's a Harvard Law School student. She also started the website
Political Prospect.
The Political Prospect, which is a gathering of political commentary, op-ed writers that you've recruited that are commenting there on a regular basis on things around the world. Kaylee, you do Fox News. You're watching all this stuff all the time. But one of the things that we've discussed on my other show a lot is you're kind of eyeballing what's going on in the courts. And there's this story that is coming up for judgment or determination this Supreme Court session, and hasn't really gotten any due, but it's a really interesting case. Tell us what the premise is.
Yeah, it's fascinating. There's a young man named Anthony Elenis. He's a rapper, or thinks he's a rapper.
Pretends to be.
Pretends to be a rapper. So he posts lyrics on Facebook that are very violent, very threatening. He's essentially threatened his wife. He's threatened a kindergarten classroom. He's threatened an FBI agent.
Wait. What were the kindergartners doing to him to make him threaten them?
Who knows? But he went on a rant towards them as well. But, I mean, these are some pretty violent lyrics talking about...
Hold on. I still can't get past that for a second. So you have this rap guy that's a wannabe like Eminem or whatever.
Yeah.
And he actually leveled a threat on Facebook against a class of kindergartners.
Yes. Yeah, it was in reference to a school shooting, which was really sad and pathetic, basically insinuating that he would not himself engage in that, but kind of insinuating that that could happen. And yeah, horrific, really horrific stuff. And
cream of the crop in our society.
Yeah, and towards his wife, it was horrible, smothering her with a pillow, throwing her in the backseat, putting her in a lake. I mean, these are very threatening things towards his ex-wife. Very, very awful.
He specifically said he was going to do
those things? Yeah, yeah. The post says, if I only knew what I knew now, I would have smothered you with a pillow, dumped your body in the backseat, dropped you off in a creek, and I won't go on.
And people wonder why the marriage didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, so these are some really awful lyrics here on Facebook, yeah. And it's a big struggle with the Supreme Court. Is this First Amendment speech that's protected, or is this a true threat? Because the First Amendment doesn't cover what is a, quote, true threat. So that's the question before the court.
Well, we just came through the Pamela Geller free speech debate, and there's been several other free speech debates that have been held in recent. What is the court being asked to decide? Whether speech that is this dangerous qualifies as a threat and therefore not allowed under the First Amendment?
Yeah, and basically, not to get too much in the weeds, but they're defining whether threat entails a threat to the person. So if a reasonable person in the wife's position would perceive it as a threat, is that a true threat, or is instead a true threat if he actually intended to go after and kill the wife? So does his intent matter? Does it matter if he intended to kill the wife or not? And that's basically the legal
question. Did he ever act on his desires?
Not to my knowledge. Not that I've seen. He hasn't acted on the desires. Maybe.
But he was prosecuted on the.
Yes.
On the speech.
So that's the big point is there's a federal law that basically bans interstate threats. So if this does qualify as a threat in legal terms, then he was sentenced to 44 months in prison at the district level for this threat. So will that stand? Can he be thrown into jail for 44 months based on a Facebook post?
And it's just been in appeal this whole time. He hasn't served any time.
Right.
So he's out walking around.
That, to my knowledge.
Endangering kindergartners and ex-wives everywhere.
To my knowledge. But it's fascinating because one of the things Justice Roberts brought up, and I think it's an excellent point, is Eminem has said things. You brought up Eminem.
Yeah.
He has said his lyrics are not much better than this. In fact, they're just as violent. So if we ban this guy's speech, then therefore is Eminem subject to the same sort of penalty?
Does Eminem focus them at a specific person when he's saying them?
Yes. He has one in particular that was lodged at his wife, and he basically sang about his daughter, saying that they should tie a rope around his wife's neck and put blocks on her and throw her into a lake. I'm not sure if he mentioned the lake, but basically, I give you the details to show you they're just as violent as the other guy's lyrics.
But because he's Eminem, they haven't.
So does the context matter? One is a very angry man, angry at his ex-wife on Facebook. One is a rapper singing.
Who's also very angry, it sounds like.
Who's also very angry, yeah.
Well, okay, 888-340-3373. What do you think the Supreme Court should say about this? Is it a legitimate threat if he's talking about smothering her with a pillow? And what else did he say?
So he wanted to smother her with a pillow. This is a direct quote. Dump your body in the back seat, drop you off in Toad Creek, and make it look like a rape and murder. That was the exact lyric.
This guy's he's a piece of work. He's a gifted lyricist, shall we say. Not. Okay, so 888-340-3373. So, Miss Harvard Law School, what is the argument that he's not making a threat? Because it seems inconceivable to me that anyone could look at that and go, oh, that's innocent.
Well, he's arguing that his subjective intent matters. So he says, if I didn't truly intend to threaten my wife, then it's not a threat, and this is protected by the First Amendment. But the other side is saying it doesn't matter what your intent was. It matters how the wife perceives that threat. So basically
what's the law standard?
Well, it's muddled. There's one case that kind of seems to be more on his side, but they've never specifically decided this question on which side a threat falls into.
Will this be that type of precedent if it, depending on how they rule?
One commentator was saying it's going to be a very narrow ruling, probably just tailored to this case.
Okay.
So that they don't set some broad standard that someone like Eminem might fall into. So it'll probably be very narrow geared towards the case.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's see. Let's ask the listeners. 888-340-3373. So a guy, a wannabe rapper, says some disgusting things on Facebook about threats he's making against his ex-wife and some kindergartner kids and so forth. Should the Supreme Court say that it is a threat, regardless of what he says his internal feelings were about the matter? So that's what you're saying the standard will be.
His internal feelings is what he's
versus
saying.
Versus what they perceive.
Exactly.
So if the kindergartner perceives it's a threat, if the ex-wife perceives it's a threat, that won't matter if they find in favor of his subjective feelings.
Right, his subjective feelings. And look, part of me understands that argument, because if we start judging based on what a reasonable person on the other side would perceive as a threat, a lot of things could fall into this sort of speech that could be prosecuted, serving time in prison over. For instance, a PETA ad that somehow suggests, you know, they do all those outrageous sort of ads with humans and crazy stuff. Like,
yeah.
Something like that could be
perceived
as a threat.
You're going to have to pick a better organization than that. If we could put all of them in jail tomorrow, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
I'm with you. I don't want to defend PETA. But there are just some really dicey sort of things that fall into this middle territory where someone perceives it as a threat. You know, is that...
Okay, so what do you think? Threat or no threat? 888-340-3373. If he says he's going to do something to somebody, but he says...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So glad you're with us, and if you're watching on Viz Television, there's a live shot of Times Square. It's a kind of a drizzly, cool night in New York, but it feels nice. It's a good way to end the week, and we are so thankful to have you with us tonight, per usual. 888-340-3373. Our topic this hour is whether or not the Supreme Court should find that speech on Facebook is threatening, based on the intentions of the person that writes it as opposed to the person that perceives it. So as our co-host tonight, Kaylee McEnany, was explaining, if the person that writes it says, "I didn't intend anything, I was just talking, I was just saying stuff, I didn't mean anything by it," should that be considered still threatening language, especially if it's rather explicit? And Kaylee, the stuff you were reading was not vague. He wasn't vague booking. He was very, very much detailing some very specific and explicit ideas.
Yeah, and particularly calling out certain people, like the wife, the FBI officer, and then the kindergarten classroom. I found that one, if you'd like to hear another one of this young man's lyrics. The school one said, enough elementary schools in a 10-mile radius to initiate the most heinous school shooting ever imagined. So particularly in a time when we've seen the
most
awful...
Sandy Hook, especially.
Yeah, post-Sandy Hook,
goodness.
The most heinous acts ever, to post something like that. It's just, it's this delicate line where we want to protect speech, but at the same time, you mentioned during the break before we started, you know, someone dies as a result of one of these tweets, you know, he actually acts on it, and then we look back, and all of a sudden, your First Amendment rights, let's throw those out the window.
Yeah.
Let's protect these people. It's a really dicey situation.
We've talked a lot about speech. If you're watching on Biz Television, these are his words. I'm not going to rest until your body is a mess, soaked in blood and dying from all the little cuts. That's just some of what he said. Oh, my goodness. And so this is before the Supreme Court. Has the court indicated at all by their type of questioning, from what you can tell as someone who's studying this at Harvard, how they're leaning on this case?
You know, it's always hard to tell from oral arguments. My initial inclination is that the Roberts Court is very protective of First Amendment rights. I mean, Justice Roberts has said, unfortunately, the First Amendment protects things that we don't like. It protects Nazi parades. It protects flag burning. And they've come down in various cases, always on the side of the First Amendment, never on the other side. So just by virtue of past cases.
Have any of those things ever qualified as being something that could threaten the lives of someone else?
No, it hasn't. There's no case in my knowledge that has come this close. This is kind of the outer edge of your First Amendment rights.
Okay.
This is the biggest test, I think, for the Supreme Court on the First Amendment.
Well, that'll be interesting. And it'll be interesting to see how they rule. 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. How do you think they should rule? If you're listening tonight and you're hearing this, and this, Nick, put that quote back up on the screen again, because I just want people to have a real clear, I'm not going to rest. This is the guy whose words were actually taken to court, and he could go to jail for 44 months. I'm not going to rest until your body is a mess, soaked in blood and dying from all the little cuts. And he's directing that to his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Yeesh. The one he's had to say about the kindergartens, there's plenty of kindergartners around to have the worst whatever in 10-mile radius. My goodness. This sounds like the kind of guy you just don't want walking the streets.
No, and it's very different than the other cases we've seen. Just the other week, the guy stomping on the American flag, which was equally as heinous, far less heinous.
Yeah, I was about to say,
thing.
That doesn't even come close in
far,
my book.
Far less of a heinous thing. But, you know, that case, you see, yes, it's easy to say we'll protect their First Amendment rights, despite me not liking what they're doing. This, though, I mean, it's just very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
All right, let's take some calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And again, the question is simple. Does the do you think the Supreme Court should protect his speech, or should they side on this, take the side of the people that are threatened by the speech, and say, no, we have a right to keep them safe? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if you disagree with Kaylee or myself, we're going to push you to the front. Let's go to line one. Gino's calling from the Bronx. He listens on our flagship, AM 970, The Answer in New York. Hey, Gino.
Well, I think that the court is probably going to rule 5-4 in favor of this muttonhead. But I'll give a few examples of where his speech would not be protected. If this guy has an order of protection against him by the wife or girlfriend or anybody else, and I was his probation officer, guaranteed I have his ass locked up for menacing at the very least. So it depends on the situation. It depends on the individual. If this guy has motive, opportunity, if he has intent, if he's got a prior criminal record, a record of history of violence, then, of course, this guy should be locked up. But whether or not the Supreme Court is going to say that's enough to quell his First Amendment right of free speech, it's questionable. But by the same token, this court, as your guest was saying, they may protect free speech in the First Amendment, but they don't protect the free exercise of religion clause in the First Amendment.
It sure doesn't seem like it. Gino, thanks for the call. Coming right back, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
YouBelieve.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, our flagship studio where we come to you every Saturday night. So thankful to have you with us, and so thankful, though Stephen is on a plane headed to the Middle East to meet with King Abdullah in Jordan. It's pretty cool, isn't it, Kaylee?
Very cool.
And the mission that he's on is actually stellar. He's helping the Christian refugees from Iraq and from Syria try to relocate in very, very tough circumstances, as you can imagine, and the King of Jordan welcoming his assistance in that. But they'll be meeting in the next couple of days. I'm sure he would appreciate those of you that are prayerful people staying one or two for him. But Kaylee McEnany is with us. She is a writer. She's a social media icon. She's on Fox News. She does all these things, and she's going to Harvard Law School, by the way, at the same time, and killing it. And you see her regularly on the Neil Cavuto Fox Business evening show. Friday nights?
Friday nights.
Sometimes you're on with Joe Piscopo.
He's the best.
Now, he recently left you for Thursday nights. I don't know what's up with that.
He did. I don't know.
What did you say to him?
Nothing.
You didn't make Italian jokes?
No, talk about
garlic eaters or anything?
Nothing,
like that?
But okay. He insisted on switching to a different day.
Well, okay. Well, good old Joe. Yeah, he's the morning guy of our New York station anyway. And I hope he's listening tonight because, you know, hey, Kaylee's here. She'll give a shout out. But anyway, so she studies the Supreme Court. She brought this case to our opinion, to our attention tonight. And I think it's one of the most fascinating stories that that has been around for a little while, because this guy is saying some pretty incredibly violent, piggish stuff. I mean, it doesn't take much to understand that if this is the kind of way he deals with conflict, it's no wonder he no longer has a wife. I mean, this is not problem solving 101 to go about it threatening to kill you through a series of tiny little cuts until the blood's all over you or whatever it was that he said. I mean, this is really graphic stuff.
Yeah, and I like what Justice Scalia said. Not only did Scalia say he doesn't really like rock music, but he said this language isn't a whole lot worth anything at all during oral arguments. And I tend to agree with him. Like, is this really the language that we want to protect? It's so violent. It's so vile. It's difficult.
Well, what are the boundaries of other language that has been limited in past? Because you can't go into a theater and shout fire if it's crowded and it's not on fire. So there are places where you can have speech limited. What usually governs that?
It has to be a true threat. And like I said, you know, we don't know essentially what that's defined as now. That's what's written in the federal law. And so now this question is just coming to the Supreme Court. Well, what is a true threat? And I think Justice Alito, who was the lone dissenter in the other First Amendment cases where the Roberts Court has protected the First Amendment at a funeral protest, for instance, is a case where the First Amendment speech was protected to protest at a soldier's funeral.
Was that the Fred Phelps issue?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, you know, it's horrific, but he was the lone dissenter, I believe Alito was. And, you know, Alito makes a really good point. If we are going to say that a true threat is only a threat if the person saying it intended to complete that action or intended that to be a threat, then the courts are essentially going to become psychologists discerning someone's mindset and discerning, well, what was a true threat? Is this, do we think that he really thought this? And they start asking questions and they look more like psychologists than judges. So I think that's a very fair point.
Which the Constitution doesn't address at all. We have the visual on his other quote here. For those of you watching on Biz TV, it says, "That's it. I've had about enough. I'm checking out. I'm making a name for myself." These are song lyrics you're saying, Kaylee?
Yeah, and I haven't seen this one yet. Wow.
"Enough elementary schools in a 10-mile radius to initiate the most heinous school shooting ever imagined, and hell hath no fury like a crazy man in a kindergarten class. The only question is, which one? In this day and age, following Sandy Hook and some others, that's just really provocative."
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen the full context of that lyric, and that is horrific.
Is that worse or better than what you saw?
Oh, it's worse. I mean, I'd seen a little clip, and I thought that was bad. But to see that full context, it's just startling, and it kind of gives you chills. And it makes you want to say, I don't want to protect this guy's speech. Just on a moral level, on that sort of level, I don't...
When we've talked about world history and the psychopaths that have launched massive wars, one of the old adages that always seems to prove true is that crazy people tend to follow through on things they say.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't sound like a balanced human being to me. I mean, this seems like a guy that has all the makings of someone that's going to do something really bad.
It doesn't. And you go back through the shooters that we've seen that have engaged in these horrific shootings, and almost all of them had psychological past, had outbursts, and had said crazy things like this guy, maybe not in the form of a rap lyric on Facebook, but certainly had psychological issues. And, you know, maybe this is a predecessory act that might lead to something bigger, and we might look back and say, man, we should have stopped that guy and given him those 44 months in prison.
I mean, wouldn't the worst case scenario of all of it be that the court finds that they protect his speech, and 3 weeks later he pulls one of these things off?
Right. It would be tragic.
I mean, it would be awful. 888-340-3373. We've got two phone lines available right now, 888-340-3373. Should the Supreme Court find that speech protected? That implying basically that he could go in and pick a kindergarten to go shoot up. That he's that he could kill his wife and wash her in her own blood from 1,000 tiny cuts. That he could pull this stuff off, or should they be taking the extraordinary step of saying, no, this speech, especially if it's posted on Facebook, is not protected free speech. That's what we're asking you tonight. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to line two. Tony's calling from Augusta, Georgia, listening to AM 1230. Hey, Tony, welcome. You're on with Kaylee and Kevin.
Hey, appreciate you. I'll take him a call.
Sure.
You know, once again, I'm an African-American, and when I hear stuff like this here, I mean, much as I hate to agree, you know, with having to protect this guy, but it's just like this piece Megyn Kelly did with about having to protect, you know, the lady that, you know, did with the cartoon out in Texas, and they had to drop those two guys. You know, and I agree that we have to protect what she had to say. You see what I'm saying? Or do, I guess you could say. I mean, because it's like the government has taken enough rights away from us. As heinous as what this guy is doing, we probably have to watch him for the rest of his life, you know, to keep an eye on him. But the bottom line is here, we've lost enough freedom. You know, I mean, I'm in agreement with y'all to a degree about having to, hey, look, maybe we should lock him up too. But the Constitution is what it is, you know. We're losing enough with this government, especially with this president.
Tony, my only pushback on that, and then I want Kelly to give her response, is I just feel like there's a very qualitative difference between Pamela doing something to insult somebody, which is provocative, Pamela Geller doing a Draw Muhammad contest, it is provocative, and someone threatening to take the life of someone. Like that.
Okay, yeah, but see,
that
like
falls
I said,
into two different categories in my mind.
I agree with you, but like I said, look, it's the way the Constitution itself is written. When we say speech, is it protected, you know, with him? And like you had mentioned earlier about having to announce about being a fire in a crowded
Tony, we got to run, but I appreciate the call. Thank you. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contact in the desert.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So glad you're with us. It is Bolden McCullough live from New York on a Saturday night. Stephen is in flight to Jordan, but in his place, Kaylee McEnany. You know her from Fox News and The Political Prospect and Harvard Law School, and she's a talented communicator. She's going to be running for office someday. She may beat Hillary to the White House. Who knows? I hope so.
Break that glass ceiling a little later.
I hope that anybody beats Hillary to the White House. We'll get into some of that at the top of the next hour, which is upon us shortly. But, Kaylee, I wanted you to respond to what Tony said, because he did bring up the idea that, you know, no matter how tough the speech is, we kind of have to go with it. As soon as we went to the commercial break, I said to you off air, well, you can't yell bomb on an airplane. Everybody knows the Ben Stiller sketch from Meet the Parents when he's trying to fly home. But while that's funny, it's very serious. You can't say it on an airplane. What's the rationale for why they limit that speech? And is there not a comparison to this story on some level?
Yeah, well, quickly, you know, I get what Tony was saying, and I think that it's an important point. I think Tony's worried about this 1984 sort of Orwellian society, you know, where you have people burning books saying you can't read these certain books. And I get that, and that's why it is so important to protect First Amendment speech. And then you brought up the great point about why can't you yell bomb on an airplane? Well, when I looked into it, Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. said that that creates a clear and present danger when you yell bomb on an airplane. And the difference is that is false speech likely to cause immediate harm, whereas I guess in this instance, this is not false speech necessarily likely to cause immediate harm, clear and present danger.
Not even the kindergarten threat.
I think there's an argument to be made.
Because that's
with
public.
What you're saying.
I mean, the wife thing, that's kind of a one-on-one, even though he's putting it on Facebook, which is kind of public domain. But the kindergarten thing seems to me to be a threat against society.
Yeah, yeah.
A threat against the public at large.
I could see that, yeah. And I think it doesn't quite clearly fit into the clear and present danger situation as would a bomb, because he's saying that he didn't really intend to do this. This was just an artistic form of speech. Disgusting, horrific form of speech, but, you know, I think there is an argument to be made with what you're saying as well.
Just for those of you, put that back up, Nick, for those of you that are just joining us, what he said specifically about the elementary schools, he posted this on Facebook. That's it. I've had about enough. I'm checking out and making a name for myself. See, all the psychopaths, they always talk like that, like they're you know, against the world. Enough elementary schools in a 10-mile radius to initiate the most heinous school shooting ever imagined, and hell hath no fury like a crazy man in a kindergarten class. The only question is, which one? All right. Your thoughts, 888-340-3373. We're going to keep the topic open throughout the rest of the show tonight, and we want to take your thoughts on it as we go along. Kaylee's, you know, she's read it from the kind of the legal perspectives, but just as a citizen in the United States, a citizen governor, that's what you are. You run the country. Do you want your Supreme Court protecting that level of speech that perceives to be, at least in my estimation, a threat against kindergarten students, his ex-wife, he said some other horrific things about her, and worse. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We want to know your thoughts. Plus, when we continue into hour number two, I verbed someone this week. We'll tell you about that coming up in hour two. I'm Kevin McCullough. She's Kaylee.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.